Hello, everyone. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Before we go in tonight to our class, I am going to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We come and we rest tonight, Lord. We come to rest in your presence tonight, Lord. Father, but before we come in, we are asking you, Lord God, tonight to be our guide. We're asking you tonight, Lord God, to wash us in the blood of Jesus. If we have committed any sins, we ask you tonight, Lord God, to forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus. Precious Holy Father, we stand before you tonight as sinners, and we ask you, Lord, now in the name of Jesus to be our Lord and our Savior. We hide ourselves now behind the cross and let you, O God, come forth and be glorified. We bind every spirit that will want to come in and to try to hinder us tonight from hearing your word. Father, what we need to hear, you let us hear it. And what not need to hear, what we do not need to hear. I repeat, what we do not need to hear, hide our hearing. Put a block over that hearing system. That way nothing will come in to distract. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise your holy name, Lord, that you're using us tonight as your vessel. And you live inside of us, Lord Jesus. So tonight, we don't know, but you know. So give me or whoever the information. And if someone have information tonight that you're speaking through them, let they just put it through the chat and we just open up the line for them to come through. Father, this is your day and this is your hour. And this is your place. So use us strategically that men may know that you alone is Jehovah and your ways are just and true. Certainly, there is no God beside you. No matter what is going on or what we're going through, you have already overcome. So the enemy has no power and no authority over us. Father God, I pray that the one or the person or whoever need to be online tonight and feel like they do not want to come on, Holy Spirit of the living God, touch their minds and their heart. Touch them right now. Speak to them right now that they will come on and listen and take what is needed. I take what is needed to change my life. And under the sound of my voice, whoever who is listening and hearing tonight, that they will be subjected to the Holy Spirit and they will follow accordingly. Father, I hide myself behind the cross tonight. And Jesus, we welcome you in this place by your Spirit, that you will come forth and be glorified. Glorify through us, O Lord God Almighty, that not only our family, but our neighborhoods and the nations will know and hear and see that you live and you reign through sight inside of us. I pray right now, Father, that I'll hide myself behind the cross and I let you come now, come forth and be glorified. Glorify yourself through me, that the nations may see that you're alive and you're not dead. I bow now before you and let you come forth. I speak only what you want me to speak. I say only what you want me to say. And I see and hear only what you want me to see and what you want me to hear. I move now and let you come forth. In the name of Jesus, we welcome you in this place. We welcome you now, Holy Spirit of the living God. Come now and change. Come now and replace. everything that needs to be changed. Remove now every stumbling block out of our way. Bind and loose. We bind the enemy. The word of God declare that if you pray in the spirit, and that there's no interpretation, that we're building up ourselves. So tonight I come and I say, look what the Lord has done. He will heal your body. He has already healed your body. Oh, we need to testify tonight. Oh, we need to give him praise tonight. Oh, we need to give him glory tonight. He's the God of more than enough. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bow now before you. And we say, welcome here, Holy Spirit, this day. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. 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 Remove every stumbling block. Remove every blockage. Remove every blood condition. Remove every blood cell. Every cell that is blocked tonight, remove. Remove. Jesus. Jesus. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. The pulling down of every stronghold. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Go into the homes now tonight, Lord. Holy Spirit, go into the homes, go into the cars, go wherever the individual is, let them feel your presence. Let them feel the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let them feel the anointing of God. Let them feel changes in this situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, it looks like a carrier, like the carrier that they bring food in. When I was growing up in Jamaica, and I see my father with this carrier. I don't know if anybody knows it, but I'm talking about it. I know it because the Father God is carrying the food to you that you need. It may not necessarily mean regular food, but it means anything that you need. Just reach out tonight. Reach out tonight and take it. Reach out tonight and hold on to it. Reach out tonight. Come into the realm of the Spirit. Come up. Come up, say the Lord. Come up, say the Lord. Come up, come up, come up now, say the Lord God Almighty. Come up now. Come up into my presence, say the Lord. Come now. Come now. Come now. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. Yes, tonight is a night of the prophetic, yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I have something that I want to talk to you about, but I have to make sure. I want to make sure. I want to make sure. I want to make sure that I'm out right now. I'm in a zone right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Before I go into the class, I want to make sure the Holy Spirit is speaking right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lies are in the balance. Oh, he's not only speaking to you, but he's speaking to me. And it's time for us It's time for us. It's time for us to make our cleaning. It's time for us to clean house. It's time for us to make our cleaning. Ora Masati. Are you hearing? Are you hearing? The trumpet of Zion is rolling tonight. Are you hearing? The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they're mighty. They're mighty. They're mighty. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Well, you know, tonight is Ashoka Mama. Ora Mama Katala Papa. Ora Mama Kotora Papa. Ola Rama Kotora Baba. You see, there is something going on right now. There's something going on right now. And we're going to break it right now. I come to break and bind the enemy. I break the spirit of heaviness, fear and confusion. You are bound in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Put your hand over your heart. Put your hand over your heart now. Put your hand over your heart. J is for jam, but it could also mean jumping out of a situation into the right situation. You may be in a jam. That means the corners may be jamming together. But the Father is saying tonight, as a J, you can jump out of it. You can jump out of it. Hallelujah. I'm going to be ministering tonight. You just got to trust Him. You just got to trust Him. Just got to put your trust in Him. You got to trust Him. It's very, very important just to trust Him. Just to just drop arms and say, I can't do it anymore. I just can't. Just give it up. Just drop arms tonight and say, I just can't do it anymore. I can't. I can't. I see you crying out to God. You crying out to Him and you're saying, God, I can't take this anymore. God is so heavy and I can't do it anymore. But He's saying, yes, you can. He's giving you a wave of escape. If you had fast yesterday, and see, those are some of the scriptures that in there that He give us a way of escape. So if you did look it over and you're one of them that did the fasting, you would have seen that you already have a way of escape. Why do you have to keep going around the block? Why? Why? I've given you a way of escape. See, the Lord God Almighty, take it. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. You're in your deep. You're drowning. But if you just look to me, you won't go down because I have already overcome. And you know another thing? Start thinking about things that it already did for you before. Start thinking about those things that he did for you before. Before you get to this place, start thinking about what he did then and what he's going to do now. But don't worry about the now, because he said you need to go through. You got to go through this. Because you already, he said he got you. There's no need for you to cry anymore. The weapons of your warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. They're mighty through God. They're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. They're mighty. If and when I continue it, if I'm still in this. I'm just still in this. Jesus. 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 All right. Prophetic deliverance. Prophetic deliverance. Prophetic deliverance. Well, tonight, you know how we've been talking about the different subjects about prophetic deliverance. Oh, I can't even talk. Am I not supposed to get out of this, Father? Am I supposed to continue ministering on this level here? So you know how we've been talking about prophetic deliverance a while back? Do it every Thursday. Not every Thursday, but it's supposed to be the first Thursday and the third Thursday, but sometimes have other things that get distracted and we have to change course. So like I said, if I feel in my spirit that I have to change course tonight, I would have to change based on the Holy Spirit, okay? Because the way all this thing is going tonight, somebody is in need. And because that person is in need, there is going to be a time where we have to, even the ones on the phone that know how to intercede, pray in the Spirit. And if you don't know how to pray in the Spirit, pray in English. If you don't want to pray in English, just be silent and just let the Holy Spirit minister to you. There's a lot of people who don't like to pray when they do not know what's going on, because as for me, I believe right now in this time, this age, when we are going to pray for individuals or anyone per se, we need to say to them, do not take any more silent prayer. I come to that conclusion. Somebody used to say, Sister Ruth, pray for me. And I would say, okay. They don't tell me what they want me to pray for. I don't think I want to do that anymore. There's so many different demonic forces and evil spirits that's released out there in the area, in the air right now. I just feel like we need to be specific. So when individual come to us and wants us to pray and wants us to agree, you want to know what you're agreeing for, what you're agreeing with, or who you're agreeing with, or places, place, and thing. What place am I agreeing for? What thing am I agreeing? Whatever. But you need to know, because you got to get the word of God on this situation, because you need life. The thing, what's going on right now, we cannot minister out of our flesh. So we have to minister by the Spirit. And if we're going to minister by the Spirit, based on the word of God that's going to come in and change the situation, we have to be in line. Have to know what's going on. Then when they, once a person or whoever tell you what's going on, okay, say you go to a location and you see a location. Yeah, your eyes already see the location. The Spirit of God talk to you about what's going on in that location. Then you can pray. If somebody call you on the phone and say, I want you to pray for this location, but you don't know where the location is, you can't, what are you going to pray for? Let them give you specific. It comes right now. I believe like the Father wants us to be specific. We're going to get results. Results are already there. He's telling us tonight, trust him. I'm out of it now. Thank you, Jesus. Trust him. Trust him. I can open my eyes. See, anybody can see my eyes? I can open them. Before I was in a different place, but now I can open them. Trust God. Trust him. Trust him. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to take the word of God. He wants you to open his word. He wants you to minister using his word, not only to use his word, but to minister to yourself with his word. His word is life. His word is powerful. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Use his word. Use his word. His word will minister life to you. Use it. Use it. Use it. Use it. Use it. Use it. The word, the word, the word, the word. And once you start using it, once you start opening your mouth and start releasing it, life is going to come. Life is going to come into your situation. Joy is going to come into your situation. Love is going to come into your situation. It's going to tear out hate. It's going to tear out deception. You are going to be able to say, enemy, back off. Satan, you're under my feet. You have no power, and you certainly have no authority over me. So now, before I can even get into this, because there was a situation right now on the phone that I had to pray for. I can't go in and tell everybody what I see or what's going on, but the atmosphere changes just now. Okay? So now we can talk about prophetic deliverance. We can talk about prophetic deliverance. And I had already discussed, and I already say, the book that I was using about the prophetic. The name of it was The Finger of God by Torres Solomon, The Finger of God. And today in the study, we're going to talk about Acts 1, verse 8. And it's very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. If you have your Bibles, turn to Acts 1, verse 8. If you can't turn to your Bible, I will read it. And I bind up every sickness and every disease. I come against every foul authority that would want to bring sickness to that individual. I come against it now. I speak to diabetes, high blood pressure, people that's hearing voices. Voices in the home, voices, they're hearing voices continually in their sleep. They wake up, they're getting dreams, dreams of confusion, demonic dreams. The enemy is trying to take you down. So when you get those dreams, get yourself a piece of paper, get up in the night or in the morning, turn your light on. If you have a husband, if you don't, whoever is in the room, they'll tell them you gotta exit yourself, get a piece of paper, and just write it down. Ask the Holy Spirit to cipher that dream for you. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to cipher the dream. Now, if you cannot find someone who you believe that can go over the Bible with you and help you in that area. But the enemy want to play your mind and distract you. And you shouldn't let him do that. All right, so Acts 1, verse 8. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is life. We thank you that the word is powerful. And as we break it down tonight, we thank you that the word supersede any other word. This word brings flesh. This word, it comes alive. So when we speak it, effective immediately, life comes. So Acts 1, verse 8 is going to be life changing tonight. It's going to be life changing. But you shall receive power. Now, if you're in a dark house and someone come in and switch the light switch on, power comes on. Power comes on. If you want to know what the power means, go find it in your dictionary yourself. We're not going to go into that. I'm just going to give you a little scenario about power. If I don't pay my light bill and the light company turn off my light and it's dark, I'm in darkness. If I pay the light bill, light's going to come on and they call it power. Boom, they go light. I got light. So light, in other words, can be power. So, but you shall receive light. You shall receive information. You shall receive awakeness. I'm just putting some little words in here. You shall receive joy. You shall receive it after the Holy Ghost come upon you. That means, I'm not talking about speaking in tongues. I'm talking about when the Spirit of God comes in. When the Spirit of God comes in your life. A lot of people said, well, you got to speak in tongues when you get saved. No, you don't have to. Speaking tongues is a gift. Once you give your life to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. You are a new person. You are a new person. And it's going to come upon you. And you're going to be witnesses. You are going to be witnesses when you give your life to Christ. When you start walking in obedience to him. When you consecrate yourself to him. When you start talking to him on a continual basis every single day. You take time out and pray over you, over all the things that's in your life. Every single thing. He said, wait a minute. He says, when the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem. So once I finish taking care of me, the other day we talk about generational curse. We go in and we bind this and go back and listen to the tape under theholytabernacle.com. We can't keep going back over the same thing every week. It's on the website, theholytabernacle.com, and go back in to the prophetic teachings. The prophetic teachings that we do on Thursday, go back into it and listen to it. We talk about all the different curses. So once we come and bind them and tear them and take them down off of our life, no matter what it is, even yesterday we fast, and one of them was on, we were fasting yesterday also, Galatians 5. And he talks about all these different things, all different kinds of sin, all. When you look it over, you'll see it. For me, I had to go on a temperance. Self-control. What is your thing that's keeping you down? We're all in this together. What is taking you down? What is trying to come into this story that you can't get to do what you want to do 100%? Find it. Spend some time. Ask the Holy Spirit to fine-tune you. Clean you up. I have to do that to myself. You think I'm different from you? No. I'm not no different. Anybody tell you that they're different? That's a lie they're telling. Do not listen to these people. You got to listen to the Holy Ghost. Everybody got problems. Nobody is exempt. If I sit over here and tell you that I have no problem, I'm lying. Do not listen. We all have problems. And we're working on our own salvation. The Bible tells us to all work on our salvation. So, not because you get saved, you are done. No. You got to get up every day. You got to welcome the Holy Spirit. You got to welcome God in your life. You got to read the word. Whatever that needs to change, you got to act to change it. You have to. Not because you get saved, everything is hunky-dory. Oh, no. Nothing is hunky-dory. That's a lie. We are in prophetic training. We're in prophetic training. Prophetic deliverance training. I look over here and says, welcome to prophetic deliverance. What do we need to be delivered from? What do we need? You need to know what's going on in you. And after you do that, oh, then you go attack your Jerusalem, your family. You go. You talk about your Jerusalem. I was always thinking about the scripture. Your Jerusalem, that's the first place. It's your family. That's your Jerusalem. Write it down. That's your Jerusalem. You and your family, that's your Jerusalem right there. You'll be witnesses in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, in your family. You are going to be a witness in your family. Once you clean up yourself and have yourself going right, then you can witness to your family. Witness, bind up generational curse. What's going on in your generation that need to be torn down? What is going on? The different things. If one person have the same thing, the next person have the same thing, then you just take a piece of paper and start writing. Oh my God, this is what's going on. You know what? Every day I got up, I got my money in my pocket. You're talking to yourself now. I got my money in my pocket. And I have my money in my pocket. And I got my money. And I have my money. But what's going on with my money? I don't have my money anymore. Oh my God, girl, I haven't seen you for so long. Is that you over there? Hi, Dahlia. Oh my God, look up my girl. Hi, honey. Am I calling your name right? Oh my God, where you been? I can't hear. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to call you. Wait a minute. Beautiful face. Look at that. Mwah. I love you. I certainly miss you, Dahlia. Praise God. But anyway, let me tell you, what is going on? Every time I have my money in my pocket, my money gone. My family don't have it. Their car's messed up. Every time you turn around, car break down. Every time I turn around, I get fired from my job. What is going on? What is going on? Something is going on in the generation. Wife and husband breaking up. Look, you got to take a piece of paper. You got to write it down. And the same thing that's going on over and over. Oh, no, something ain't right here. So what you do? What you do? Remember, this is prophetic deliverance training. What are you going to do? You're going to take a piece of paper, write down the same thing that's going on over and over and over and over and over. What's going on over and over? Write it down. Bind that thing up. Like for me, I would say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of gluttony. If that's what's going on. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break and I bind. And I call out the scriptures that say that's derogatory to what's going on. I break it and I bind and I plead the blood. The blood of Jesus prevail. Hallelujah. And you know what? That doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be gone. It may go on for a while. It's going to come back. It will leave and it will come back. But then you got to say, Satan, no, not today, Satan. You're not going to come in here. You're not going to come. You're not going to come in. You're not going to raise havoc in my house. You remember Jesus? The person that did the fast, the people that did the fast yesterday. I had a scripture in there in Matthew 4. Where Satan come and mess with Jesus. Satan come and mess with Jesus. Okay, and Jesus said, no, It is written. It is written. So every time the enemy comes, every single time the enemy comes, remind him, it is written. You know what you're doing? You're putting fire on him. You're actually putting fire on the enemy. Why? Because when the fire comes, you have to run. The fire is another distinction of the Holy Ghost. The fire is not a distinction of the Word of God. The Word of God come to change things. I almost burned down my house the other day. Oh God, I had to call for Kenneth. I was over there trying to fry some stuff and put, you know what? I don't have no business doing that, but I was trying to do some kind of experiment and I almost burned down my kitchen. Okay? Trying to cook up some experiment because I see people talking about they're doing deep frying and deep frying turkey. So I said, I'm going to try to do some deep frying chicken, a whole chicken. But I thought I took a lot of oil out of the pan. And first of all, I had the wrong pan. I should have got one of them deep pan. So I got a small pan. And when I did, put the chicken in, oh my God, the chicken went over on my stove. My stove, fire started in the kitchen. And I had to yell for Kenneth. Yes, sir, in this house down here. Can you believe it? I almost burned down a house that I don't even finish paying for. So Kenneth come out and thank God for Kenneth Carr. He come out and he did what he needed to do and fire went up. But guess what? My microwave burned up because the fire from the stove went into the microwave. And that's the same thing. Put the fire on the enemy. The fire is the Word of God itself. If you want to paraphrase this, I'm putting the fire on you, Holy Ghost, and you can see the fire of the Word of God. You can see the fire as the disturbance of God to the enemy. I am disturbing your kingdom today, Satan, and you will not come in here with your foolishness. You and your cronies will not be in here. You got to speak. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And you know what? Hey, the way I see it, I won't pay no bills. I won't do nothing. I don't have anything to do. My kids over there trying, having a heart attack. Trisha having a heart attack. Oh, mommy, you can't talk about death. Why not? Girl, if I'm dead, I'm going to be partying with Jesus. What's wrong with you? And I'm thinking about cremation. Oh, no, mommy, you can't talk about cremation. Yes, I am. Because you'll be able to get more money. Okay, because I don't see the other day. Where they're paying a lot of money for cremation, and cremation is the thing. So, Sonny, you need to hear this. I may have to put in my stuff that I want to be cremated. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. What's wrong with these people? Then when you go out and you have a baby, oh, Lord God, the Bible tells you, go find it yourself. I'm not going to go look for it. You got to go find it yourself. The Bible tells you that when you have a baby, it's time for you to cry. Yeah, And when you did, it's time for you to rejoice. You see how we have it backwards? Let me get back to my subject. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm back to my subject. So, I prayed, bind up every generational curse. Take care of my family. Take care of my family. And then, after my family, who is my Jerusalem, then comes my Judea. Who is my Judea? My friends. So after I go out there and I take care of me and I take care of my family, then I go take care of my friends in my neighborhood. Go take care of my friends. Those are the ones next. I go minister to them next. I go deliver them next. Yes, that's what we do. We do deliverance on them next. We tell the enemy, you have no power, next. Drive them out, next. You have no authority, next. What is the next? Then you go to Judea. Go to Judea. Judea first. You know what? I messed up. Then it comes to you because I wasn't seeing it right. You got Jerusalem. It's the same concept though. You got Jerusalem. Then you have your Judea. Okay, that's a Judea right here. That's your friends. That's what I said. Then it comes to, oh God, Samaria. Oh Lord Jesus. And who is your Samaria? I put it in my notes. So that's what I have in my notes for my Samaria. My Samaria I have here is the people who hate you, people who you have hostility with. Oh my God. And I had some more adjectives for these people. I think I had a long list. Oh, I had a whole lot of list for these people. I have all different kind of names. Your competitors, your challengers, rival, your enemies, your adversary. Those are your Samaritans. So after you leave, what the Bible tells us, Jerusalem, it's just me and my family, my Judea, which is my neighbor, my surrounding, whoa, yes, sir. And then it comes to Samaria. You remember that the Jews and the Samaritans did not go along together. They ate each other. They hate each other. When I look in the Bible and I see, I'm going to tell you, for you to research, go read John 4, 1 to 42. It is long. Take some time out and read it. Take some time out and do a little research on the Jews and the people from Samaria. They are in fight. Oh my God, neighbor would fight because the Samaritan people believe that they it. Because they believe that they was given the Torah and they got all the instructions. So, and then because they think they have all the instruction in the Torah, which is those five scriptures in there where God has given to Moses, they believe that they're it. And then the Jews believe that the Jews believe that the Samaritans, they were half breed. So that's why when Jesus came, they start saying Jesus, because Jesus is over there with those Samaritans. They said, oh, Mary don't mess around with Joseph. You got to read the Bible for yourself and get some understanding. Mary don't mess around with Joseph. So therefore, Jesus is a part of that tribe. Let me tell you something. You have to know the word of God. You got to get yourself armed. You got to get your family armed. You get your neighborhood armed. And then you got to go to the enemy. And then you got to deliver the enemy. Because you know what? If the enemy is not delivered, your camp is unbalanced. The camp is not balanced at all. It's lopsided. Because we're not looking and going off the thing that Jesus, how he set us up. And we tell her what to do. I saw it in my Bible. It is in red. It is in red. That means Jesus was the one talking. He says, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be witnesses in your home, in your neighborhood, and then with your enemy. Who want to be able to witness to the enemy? Who want to be able to talk to their enemy and say, you know what? Enough is enough. We may be on two different locations, but I'm telling you right now, Jesus is Lord. Your enemy might come to you and say, why are you so different? Why do you want to talk to me when I hate you? And you'll be able to explain to them and say, because of the love of Jesus inside of my heart. Just remember now, the Samaritans and their surrounding neighbors, the Jews, they weren't friends. They were constantly in fight, constantly arguing, constantly. But when you think about it, when you go in the word some more, because I have here, I think it was in Acts 8, verse 4 to 8, where somebody was out there ministering. I think it was Peter. Let me see something. Yeah, Philip. Acts 8, verse 48. Therefore, they were scattered abroad, They went everywhere preaching the word. See, Philip went into Samaria. He went down into an area that he's not even supposed to go down in. And he went down, he preached Christ. This is what we need to do. We need to talk to people who hate us. We need to walk in love. 1 Corinthians 13, love forgive. We need to walk in love. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 13. After you finish with your family, after you finish with your neighborhood, then you got to go to the person who hates you. It may not be nice. It may not be easy, but you have to forgive. You have to forgive. You got to forgive. You got to forgive. You got to forgive. 1 Corinthians 13. Behave yourself unseemly. Love suffered long. I'm not going in the same part. I'm just going over. Love suffered long. It's not envy. It doesn't puff itself up. He said, oh, you may prophesy, you know, 100 times a year or 100 times for the day. If you don't have love, you're nothing. You can't rejoice in iniquity, but you have to rejoice in truth. What is the truth? The word of God is truth. You got to rejoice in his word. You got to bear all things. You got to believe all things until, I think to me, somebody come to you with a lie. You said, okay. But then when the lie's been shown, hey, you got to know how to draw the line. So, I mean, you were hoping that the person wasn't lying. Because they say, oh, hope all things. It endured all things. You endure all things by telling your enemy that Jesus Christ is Lord. Ask God, open your eyes. Ask God to speak to them. Ask God to change their intention. Ask God to minister life to them. Ask God, say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, this person, I know they hate me. But Lord God, I'm asking you to do a turnaround. Lord God, even though I'm in the lion's den, bring back the fourth person, which is Jesus Christ in there. Let it be a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, even though we are in there. Let the lion mouth close. Father God, in the name of Jesus, send forth your holy angels, Lord. You got to talk to God. Got to talk to God. Send your angels, oh God. Let your angels come, God. Let your angels come and minister, God. Let your angels come and minister in the inside, in the outside. Tear it in and tear it out. Do a push-up, do a back-up, do a side-up. Pull it in. Extend your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your voice. Open your mouth. Let the Spirit of God reign. Hallelujah. Let your mouth speak in the atmosphere. Let your mouth change the surrounding. You got to talk to God. You got to talk to God. You got to talk to God. I break that. Some of us, when we were growing up, we go through incest. Incest in the family. You bring it over into your life now. And it's just changing the whole entire spectrum of your lifestyle. So then you start attracting. Your life can't be good because what goes on. So you just, if you're a woman, oh God. Oh Lord God. Oh Lord God. My God, my God, my God. If you're a woman, you just feel so rejected. You just feel so rejected. You just feel so rejected. You feel so rejected. You feel so rejected. I break and I bind the spirit of rejection. I break and I bind the spirit of rejection. Generational curse of rejection. Rejection from your mama, your papa. I break and I bind this curse of rejection in the mighty name of Jesus. When fear comes in to take the children and to kill them in the mighty name of Jesus. That was rejection right there in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind disobedience in the mighty name of Jesus. Break and I bind, Lord Jesus. Ancestral sin, generational curse of sin, Oh God. It's like an ant's nest. It's like a cobweb. I come in and I break all kind of cobweb right now. I break all cobwebs right now. It cannot spill over to the next generation. It cannot be spilled over to the next generation. It cannot be spilled over to the next generation. So we got to break that now in the mighty name of Jesus. We got to apply the blood of Jesus. We have to apply the blood of Jesus to it right now. And we command it to stand still. We command it to go. We command it to be licked and dropped off to our feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, you foul spirit, we come against every demonic source. Every demonic source. I hear the voice of someone crying out in the night, still continue to cry out in the night and say, Lord, sometime I wish I was not born. But I'm here to tell you that you were born for such a time as this. I'm here to tell you that your birth certificate belongs to you. And Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit knows about your certificate. It was designed especially for you. On my birth certificate, my daddy name is not even on there. But tonight I can say, I thank God for that birth certificate because I was born in Jamaica. And I'm thankful for that certificate. Thank you for where I was born. Thank you for where I was born. Thank you for my life. You got to give him thanks tonight. You got to give him praise tonight. You just got to give him worship tonight. You just got, no matter what's going on. Distraction. Let the joy of the Lord become your strength tonight. Let the joy of the Lord become your peace tonight. I urge you to give him at least 1 minute of your time. Get up in the morning and give him a minute and see if it doesn't increase tomorrow to 2 minutes. Just cry out to him. Lord God, I forsake you. And you never did. But I come back to you this night or this day or this morning. Lord God, take me in. Open your arms and extend it out to him. Cry out to him and watch him come and feel his hand just cover you. Feel his hand just embrace you. Let him have become now your joy and start declaring the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. 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 Kondorikitando kototi shikindo kototo namante kete. I come into the home right now. Every fire that's in that home, I put it out right now in the name of Jesus. I put out every fire right now in the name of Jesus. I call for wayward husband to come back home in the name of Jesus and wives to come home and husband to come home. And when they come home, they're going to come home and they're not going to come home and give arguments. They're going to come back home. And this time is going to be a helpmeet. This time is going to be a helpmeet. This time is going to be a bone of my bone and a rib of my rib. The children's are going to be in order in the name of Jesus. Family members, what we're going to minister to them based on what we said earlier, that they are your Na koshiki taba, nana no ko. Remeki laba, sekulubo shutundi ke labamba. Serere daba yoru kuta, your Jerusalem, your Jerusalem, your Jerusalem. And you're going to release the fire of God in your home. You're going to release the fire of God in your Jerusalem. You're going to release the fire of God. Oh, Rabba Sunday, baby, in your Judea, you're going to reach the fire of God in your neighborhood. You're going to release the fire of God in the house. That confusing house, Lord God, bring the fire, Lord Jesus. Saturate it and change it from the inside out. Oh, my God, holy angels of God, encamp around about that yard, in the backyard, go into the flower bed. In the mighty name of Jesus, go into the greens. Oh, the cabbage. Oh, Rabba, Shondo Rabba, Remeko Shatele Bakinde Kita. Father God, if this is a place where they have ground provision, go into that place. I see mint. I see mint in the yard. A lot of black mint. And there's another one. It looks funny. I don't know if it's peppermint. Okay. Go into the yard, Lord God. Go into that yard in the mighty name of Jesus and minister, Lord God. The person that needs eyesight, they said, well, they hear that you can use carrots. I don't know if carrots is good, but in the name of Jesus, I see carrots with the little thing at the top of it. It looks like green looking. Yeah, maybe you need to eat it. I don't know. But in the name of Jesus, I call for the spirit, the divine intervention. To intervene into their situation tonight. I put your hand over your belly. Put your hand over your belly. You have, like acid in the stomach. Put your hand over your belly right now. And I break and I bind acid stomach in the name of Jesus. Coming up through the lungs, coming up out of the mouth. I break it and I bind it now in the name of Jesus. And I command that body to be in line. In golaba, rimongolo, sotoria, babande, katete, leba, shekose, kibandolo, do, ye, sekitadera, rondo. There it goes. There it goes. Acid, come out. Acid, come out. Come out, acid. Come out now in the mighty name of Jesus. If you have oil, I'm going to get the oil. If you have oil, if you don't have it on the phone, when we get on the phone tonight, you go in and you anoint yourself. I'm going to anoint my head in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm anointing my head for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm anointing my hand. I'm anointing my face, my nose, my mouth in the name of Jesus. I come against that in acid in the stomach. Acid in the stomach. I come against that. I get that loto loba. You don't eat late at night, because if you eat late at night, it's going to come up. It's like, I see it like smoke. It's coming up out of your belly and it comes in up to the lungs and it go up into the mouth. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break the spirit of acid over your body, but you got to eat right. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody say amen, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I come against every disformity in the body. Your body feel like it's getting deformed and you can't even twist. You can't even twist yourself because it's so much pain. In the name of Jesus, I'm twisting for you and I command pain to come out. We are in a prophetic and I have the eyes of the seer right now. I am seeing in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, I command the body to be in line. Korobo Sunday, Korobo Shande. I march in the spirit. I march in the spirit. And I'm marching in yourself. I'm marching on your body. In the name of Jesus, I command your body to be whole. Come on now. Come on. Move your body. Move your body. In the name of Jesus, come up and out. Yekete katate katato koba. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit go now, go now, go now. Woo. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whoa, Labakane. Father God, you told me to go and preach the gospel, and these signs shall follow them that believe. No, Labasata, I don't follow signs. Fine, follow me. Kandori Labasata, Kedori Labahi. I wait on you, Lord. I listen to you, Lord. I move by your spirit. I execute by your spirit. Jesus. We call for finances tonight. Finances tonight. Finances tonight. We call for finances tonight. Finances tonight, God. Finances tonight. Finances tonight. If that person wasn't using their money right, we repent. We repent, God, and we ask you, Lord. We ask you, Lord Jesus, that we will use our money. We'll use the money right tonight, God. We will come against every foul spirit, every spirit of poverty. And as we lay our hands out, Lord, we look into our hands, God, and say, money, 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 money cometh to us. Money coming from the east, money coming from the west, money coming from the north, the money coming from the south, money run after us, money overshadowing money, us overshadows. Everywhere we walk, we call for finances in the mighty name of Jesus. Everywhere we walk, we break and bind the spirit of poverty off of our family, off of our generation, and we go one step further, God. In our neighborhood, in Abosata, and everywhere that we go, God, and we pray for people, they get abundance, God. They get deliverance, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for new job. New wine in our job. New wine in our job. Father, when you call about new wine, we're talking about new favors. In the name of Jesus, new favors, God, in our job. Cover over her house with the blood of Jesus. Cover her street with the blood of Jesus. Drive out every gang out of our neighborhood. Drive the spirit of death out of our neighborhood. Every errand. We call for our streets and we cover with the blood. We say the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood prevail. Thank God, the blood. Ora masse kolaba, ora masse kolaba, ora masse kolaba, ora masse kolaba. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we worship you. Father, we give you the highest praise. In you we move and we have our being. Certainly there is no other God beside you. Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost power, come now and run after and overshadow us and overtake us in the name that is above every name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my Jerusalem, God. Thank you for my Judea, God. Thank you for my Samaria, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Lord, I thank you that I become a good Samaritan, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that I'm able to go forth and minister the gospel to your people, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you that I walk in the face of abundance. Lord, I thank you that I walk in the face of abundance tonight. Abundance called my name tonight. Abundance is on my street tonight. Abundance is in my home tonight. Healing and deliverance is in my home tonight. Healing and deliverance is my home, in my home, in my home, in my home. That's my lifestyle. In the mighty name of Jesus, Satan, you back up out of my house. Satan, you back off of my family. Satan, you have no power and no authority over my family. Oh, I call forth my Jerusalem tonight. Oh, I call forth my Jerusalem tonight. Oh, I speak to my family. I say family in the name that is above every name. Get up. Get up now, my family. Get up now, me. In the name of Jesus. Root out everything that needs to be rooted out. I come against every demonic source that's assigned to my generation. In the name of Jesus.
The word of God, so when the curse comes, it does not come without a cause. So tonight, God, I drive back every generational curse, every curse that's not of you, Lord. You don't put curse on me, God, but you give me a way of escape. I thank you tonight, Jesus. I thank you tonight, Holy Ghost. I thank you. Jesus, let the fire of God come now and let it rain and let it pour in the name of Jesus. If you got in on the call late tonight, you would want to go back to theholytabernacle.com. Go to the website, theholytabernacle.com, and click on, if you're on the phone, it may be because mine is over to the right hand, and go down into audio. And sometime tomorrow, my husband will be able to put it up, and you'll be able to go in and to listen to it when it first started. We are online Mondays and on Thursday. Monday night, we do have prayer every Monday, unless we send out something so we're not on. Thursday night, the first Thursday, and this third Thursday, we have, hallelujah, the prophetic school of deliverance. And every Wednesday we have fasting. I will be going to go, let me see when, July the 29th, I'll be in Connecticut. I'm going to be there July, August, September, October, November, 5 months. I'm not going to be living there, but I'm going to be coming there on an assignment. And the Father told me that he's sending me with fire under my foot. So I'm coming for healing and deliverance. And he told me that this meeting is going to be different from all the other meetings that I've ever had. So when you come into the meeting, the presence of the Holy Spirit is going to be saturated. The place is going to be saturated with his presence. So whatever you need, whoever needs, you bring them there. We're going to be in West Hartford, the place that I used to be at one time in West Hartford. We have flyers that if you're on our email, we will be able to send it out to you. So what we're going to do, if you're not on our email, if we don't have an email for you, text me the email and then I'll send it over to the administration department, and they will put you on the email list. And whenever things are going out, then they'll send it out to you. All right. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, 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 glory to God. I am a shikile basatele. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus, Jesus. Hey, good night, everyone. Guys, thank you for being on the call.